Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get in,
don't
man.
Be sorry.
The drive is live.
Yeah, hey, it's all right, man. I know how you feel, man. I had a similar situation up there at that Academy Sports yesterday. I know exactly how you feel.
Which
man.
One? Trying to get something in under a second, or you got guys?
I mean, listen, it was
The amount of money I'm talking about ain't no Academy Sports.
It might have been. Mine was $9.99. But I mean,
yeah, they got prices you want.
Yeah, no, that ain't moving my emotions.
And I went up there and I kind of said a similar thing to you. Listen, I'm not trying to get any money. I mean, you know, kids went to soccer camp yesterday that my son's that's completely against going, but he went to soccer camp yesterday and started soccer camp. You know, Court went and bought some shin guards. And I'll be damned, only one in that packet. That boy came walking out saying, should I have two of these? I said, yeah, shin guards. He said, well, there's only one in this packet. I said, really? And so I, you know, of course, as a father who knows his son just has everything all over that room, I went and searched the entirety of the room to see this thing fell out.
Slide out somewhere?
Slid out somewhere. No, it didn't. Academy made a little mistake, gave me one shin guard. So I ran it up there. First went and found the size he needed, the actual one, to make sure it was two in there. And just said, hey, I just want to let y'all know, I don't have a receipt, but there is
is that my boy Ron?
One shin guard in here. I understand. I'm willing to pay here. I don't know how we can maybe... No, it's just $10.99. But how can we get this $10.99? How can we make this thing work? Well, you don't have the receipt. You have the
credit card that you paid
for. The card you paid on. You know what? I said yeah. My wife has it. It's with her. She goes, oh well, maybe she can come up and get it. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, it'd be nice if we could just take care of it right here. I'm like, yeah, it would be. It'd be nice, but. Gonna have to wait for that original credit card to come up there.
Yeah. No receipt. You know, original credit card, you're 0 for 2.
I was 0 for 2. Yeah.
How'd it work out for you?
I got out of there. I took it to court. She's gonna have to go through and get it with her original credit card. But I wasn't gonna pay first until maybe we just do an exchange here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I ended up paying like you are. Ended up paying mine anyway and taking it a different way. Yeah. But man, tough situation.
Well,
there,
you know, man. once you sign a contract, boys, it's like ultimately in the big scheme of things, nothing matters beyond that contract. It don't matter what was said. It don't matter. It don't matter how of it unfolded. It is at the end of the day, did you sign that contract? That contract say a year? Yep.
It ain't felt no, like it ripped money.
Ain't
not
no getting out of 6 months. But wait a minute. Oh, buddy. I mean, hell, in order for me to sign, it said... At 6 months, Mark, we can roundtable this thing. It ain't gonna be no problem. You don't want to keep going, ain't no problem. Now came 6 months later, old buddies. Hey. Well, I don't know. Let me go talk to the higher ups. Oh hell. So yeah, man, it's gonna be.
You learn. Won't make that mistake again.
Well, I probably will. I move and shake a bit now. I sign a lot of stuff that I don't pay real close attention to. But that's what pisses me off about this. And this wasn't, hey, Clint, you didn't play. I mean, I read this thing with a fine-tooth comb. I went through it, Ron. And I came back and said, hey, you know, I ain't real sure about this 12 months. Oh, hey, man. About the 12 months, man.
Just six.
It ain't no big deal, man. This is
we just trying to get you to sign it.
Yep.
We got you. Sorry.
Got him.
Yeah. Somebody, some people out here are trying to guess, Tyler, what it is.
I was about to say, I mean, I feel for y'all, but
people
it's all very vague to me I don't know what to say.
You bought solar panels, didn't you? People are texting in. Text in what you think, Clint, who is trying to drag you to the... He's hot about it, but nobody knows exactly what he's talking about. Solar panels is the first one going through. I'm not sure.
I'm not as hot about it, Ron, as I am...
You're disappointing yourself.
Well, no, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of dealing with it for a month now, and it's like, okay, now what's the right way to handle?
Sick and tired of being sick.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got a problem with me getting high?
You can do something and die.
If I knew like a clear path to ultimately putting it to bed, like the way I want to put it to bed, then I'd do it, get beyond it, move on, boom, boom, wash hands. I just can't figure out the right path. I'll get there though. We'll get it all figured out, baby. Ain't no heel for a stepper now.
Speaking of put to bed, in this first half, thus far of this Astros season, as they are sitting here in first place in the West, had a day off yesterday. They got a big six game stretch.
Why is Arkansas Jalen Williams talking at the parade?
Why not, man? Why not? Why not? A lot of shirtless gentlemen in Oklahoma. They about to tear that little Oklahoma City up.
Hogs are winners.
I'm telling you, boy. They're about to tear it up, but...
Yeah, they're going to tear up that runway getting out of there. There's going to be a 12-seater bigger jet leaving Oklahoma City as soon as that parade's
he's
over.
He's headed to Toronto, ain't he?
Ain't no doubt. North of the border, baby.
Somebody's checked in thinking it's home security. Somebody screwed Clint in. I don't think it's home security. But who would you say Clint has been... If you had to do it right now, Tyler and Clint, who would you say, and I want you guys on a count of six to say it at the same time.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Choosing six, but okay. That's going to go with six. This is the question. Who is the Houston Astros team MVP? Right now, if you had to say it right now, who is the Astros in your mind?
You're going to count six? You're going
to count to six.
Okay.
I'm giving you a little time to think it through. You got your answer, Clint?
Oh, yeah.
You got your answer, Tyler?
Oh, I'm locked and loaded.
On the count of six. Hopefully, this is the same thing. Text line coming in. Pest control contract. I don't know if that's
my boy Sean's
a that's a good guess.
Good money, baby. Sean's all right. Money.
MVP. All right.
I'm nervous.
Two.
Oh, God.
Three.
Jeremy Pena.
You said six.
I said six, man.
God, follow directions,
well,
dirty.
Who says six?
You did that one even on purpose, dude.
Well,
come
who
on.
Says six?
He did.
I did. You got to follow.
I mean, why the hell would you say six?
It doesn't matter.
He rolled right out.
Whatever. I don't even want to participate.
No, you have
no,
to participate.
No, I don't even want to play anymore.
All right, this time on four. One, two, three, four.
Jeremy
Pena.
So you were going to say Pena?
Yeah, I was, but I was listening to directions.
I did. I left some context there. Kind of like old buddy on this contract.
It's a false start on Sterner.
He said six.
That's
forgot that right snap count, quarterback.
Sorry, I pulled a Laramie Tunsil. My bad, y'all.
You were a professional QB, yeah, man.
You know how mad he would have been if somebody,
would
have jumped off.
I was misled. Once again, just like old buddy with that contract, I was misled.
It was six, clear as day.
Who counts as six?
I'll forgive you right now. You give me your best, like, angry voice Campo, what he would have given you if you would have jacked up the snap count.
That's the wrong coach.
Campo would not have
said that. Or Nutt. Let's go with Nutt.
Dave got hit.
Bruce Coslet.
Yeah. Bruce
okay, Cousins. Give me that. If you would have jacked up a snap count like you just jacked up this fun much. Game.
Get in the damn huddle, Sterner. You can't even stay your ass on side. How you going to lead this group? Golly, somebody get him in there. Get out. Get his ass out of there.
need you to lead the drive, bro.
Oh, man.
Don't jump.
That was hilarious.
One, two, three, Jeremy Pete.
But speaking
of. On panty drop, I was trying to decide whether I was going to go Jeremy or panty drop.
And you it's just missed the whole six. But Jeremy Pena, there was some news from The Athletic at Chandler Rome. Astros shortstop Jeremy Pena has hired Scott Boras to represent him. So,
No, God!
Is Jeremy next?
What, to bounce?
Is Jeremy the next one?
The next ex-Astro?
I'm just saying, fellas, we've sat here and watched it in our 5 years here. And I think the Astros are even more going towards that route of things, right? We've sat and watched, and I would say, you tell me at this point right now in their careers if these players are probably guys that are more accomplished than Jeremy Pena. When I say accomplished, just where they are in terms of how people view them in the game, right? Garrett Cole, I think, was probably more at a higher level than a Jeremy Pena when they decided to move on from him. I would say George Springer. I'd say Correa. I'm just talking about at that time from what Jeremy Pena has been. Bregman, Tucker. Remember Verlander went to the Mets that first time before they brought him back? All of them dudes, they said, nah, man, we ain't going to pay. Like again, especially last year, Tucker and Bregman. Like, we're not going to pay those guys. When you hire Scott Boras, Clint, you know that means, hey, man, we ain't doing no deals. We're not doing the Yordan Alvarez deal. That's not happening, Jack, when you hire Scott Boras. So we've watched the Astros let a lot of these guys walk, and they have been successful doing it. As you lose Tucker and Bregman, and you're sitting there, and you're still have a 5-game lead in the West, and right there with the Yankees for the second best record in the AL. Just make you a little nervous about Jeremy Pena in his future. You think Jeremy might be the one they keep?
I don't know. I don't know about that, boys. I do wonder how much Dana Brown is going to change the approach here. Now, it obviously didn't change much with Tucker, but that wasn't one of Tucker was not one of his.
I kept it real.
Pena's not one of his either.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, you know, with. If I remember correctly, Dana Brown, when he came from Atlanta, one thing that stuck out, correct me if I'm wrong, boys, but he said he likes to pay his. He likes to pay and keep his.
Some, yeah.
I remember him saying something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but I remember him saying something, and I immediately thought, well, that's not how Crane typically does business. So I do wonder, is Pena going to be under his wing, Dana Brown, general manager wing, long enough to be viewed as a guy like, all right, I helped mold this guy. Is there a Dana Brown effect? I got a feeling that we'll really find out with the way down the road with the Cam Smiths and, you know, that group. But
you think this may be a deal of Dana going to pay the Dana guys?
Well, I just wonder the Dana Brown way of thinking, if it's ever going to, or at least what he said, if it's ever going to take, I would imagine it's going to apply to guys that he brings in. I mean, Dana Brown is pretty proud of the guys that he brings in. Dana Brown was pretty proud of, hey, man, we got Cam Smith up here. We'll get Ronel Blanco as this guy. Let's get him in. I know he wasn't a Dana guy, but he's pretty proud of the guys that he's got his fingerprints all over in terms of bringing them into the organization. I do wonder if with him at some point, if Crane kind of changes his approach.
I mean, I would have thought they would have kept one of these cats. But I mean, they're pretty consistent. Yordan is the only one, and he gave them a huge deal.
Yeah,
right. Like a deal in which there is no way had he done what Tucker and what Pena is going to do. By the way, Pena's got 2 more years of arbitration.
There you go.
Right, he's 27, is where we've gotten here. But again, when you sign Scott Boras, like you're going for the big money, right? That's generally there's no specials or no deals. And listen, I don't know how long Jeremy Pena is going to keep this up. I don't know if he's – like right now, Jeremy Pena, there's an argument Jeremy Pena is playing the best shortstop in baseball. Like there is a real – he's going to be an all-star. There's a real argument of that. I don't know if he's going to do that, for the next year or so, whatever it is. Yeah. But Clint, this ain't coming cheap, right? Like he's going to be a 20 plus million a year guy over this ain't gonna be 3 years. This ain't gonna be like what they've done with guys like Christian Walker. This is going to be an extended thing.
Yeah.
And you look at it, I'm hoping for the Astros' sake that Hunter Brown and at least one more position player breaks the mold, and I'm guessing Peña could fit that, especially the way he's playing right now. I'm hoping that is the case, but I don't know. The Astros have been, as you said, it's worked. They have been pretty consistent on the, and we ain't paying these dudes. I thought they'd have got one of them. I thought Kyle Tucker was going to be the one, and they moved on and traded him. So we'll see. That was just a kind of a shot there of like, oh, he went and got Scott Boras. Okay, you know what that means. All right, as we continue here on the drive, what current Rocket? Chew on this during the break. What current Houston Rocket, not named Kevin Durant, is this season most important for? We'll discuss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That coming up.
Well, hey, boys.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Old Jordan Poole got traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. Hadn't been the same since Draymond dropped him in practice at one time. He's averaging 20 a game, helped him to a championship, and then Washington just putting up shots. Ain't been the same, boy.
Look, you get your confidence shocked and you leave a championship program, and you head on down. Where do you go, Washington or New Orleans? Washington. And now he's in New Orleans.
Now he just got traded to
him. Yeah, you leave them old Golden State Warriors and you head over to Washington and New Orleans.
The guy that laid you out, forced you out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's that'll shake your game for sure.
Yeah, it will. But speaking of the NBA, the Rockets, they obviously have made the biggest move of the offseason thus far, and that is bringing in Kevin Durant. But I know you had a question, Clint, and the people can answer as well. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what's good? You can jump in on the conversation. Also on the text line, 713-572-4610, you can jump in on this. Obviously, Kevin Durant is going to get the conversation. he is going to be the one that is going to have the pressure of anybody else on the team. He is going to be the one that people are looking at legacy and all of this about, you know, what he does in his time with the Rockets. But in this upcoming season, obviously we know before the trade, the person on the team, we'd have said, who is this season most important for, would have been Jalen Green off of his postseason. Now that he is gone, Dylan Brooks is gone, and we understand the team, outside of Kevin Durant, who will get a lot of the pressure, praise and blame, no matter what happens, who do you get the sense this season is most important for with the Rockets?
I'm going to shock you here.
Lord, man. Just...
I'm taking the approach of which guy coming into his own, taking the next step, if you will, moves the needle for this team the most. And I think it's Reed Shepherd. Okay. I think it's Reed Shepherd. I feel like, look, we know who Alpie is. I think Jabari could take the next step and be the starter. I would go with him over Dylan Brooks. I mean to be the guy that replaced Dylan Brooks, that could take a big stride. But I got confidence that he'd be okay. The one out there for me that I think the jury is out, and it's going to be a huge, not risk, but I think it's a toss up whether it happens or not. It's Reed Shepherd. If Reed Shepherd comes into his, and I'm not talking about if he just comes into his own and can shoot, can be a sniper, can be a dead eye, I think it changes the makeup of this team.
Yeah, for the team, definitely, because right now, I mean, with Dylan Brooks, you did lose a guy who shot 40% from three on your team, which was surprising to many, and to think, boy, where they would have been if they didn't have him shooting to that point. And you look at Fred as somebody who's streaky. We saw him at the end of the year do things. So Reed Shepherd, someone texted in Reed Shepherd as well. Reed Shepherd makes a lot of sense because, right, he's the number three pick last year. You feel like it's almost really hard with his skill, his number one skill that got him drafted, almost feel like it's really hard that he couldn't get, you know, consistent minutes last year to begin with. Yeah. Now, he's got to play defense well enough for Udoka to get on the floor, but you would imagine you were the number three overall pick. He is going to get every single opportunity to play, and they need his particular skill to shoot. Now, that's not bad. For me, it's Jabari Smith, and that's because you start talking about important, baby. Now we're talking about money. And he is the one that has, to me, the biggest chance to change his, you know, to help his next contract, which is coming up sooner, right? Amen Thompson is made, right? Amen Thompson is going to get paid. He might get a max deal. He is going to get paid.
I feel like Kobe.
Like there is a belief in him, you know, now that he's going to his third year, that he is going to, like, they believe him as a cornerstone already with this group. Shingun's already got paid. Jabari Smith Jr. is probably the next one up for a contract, and he needs to really, to me, establish what he is, right? Like he was one that was coming off the bench after the hand injury he had, and you know, never, he was playing 20 minutes a game, and he was maybe the best outside shooter, consistent shooter they had outside of Fred in that series, and wasn't getting enough time. He wasn't completely cemented with his role. Right now, he's got a chance to be a big time role player, a big time part of this team with an established role that I think could get him handsomely paid, and for them to understand what he is. So I would go with Jabari Smith Jr. because his contract is coming up sooner, and like Reed Shepherd doesn't have any fear for the next couple of years where he's going to be. Jabari could be the one looked up in trade. I think he almost got traded for Durant. So Jabari to me is the one where this sucker is most important for him.
Yeah, I think I know who he is. I think he's going to be tremendous in that new role.
So you're already confident that he is going to be able to step into that.
I do. Look, I think
he's got the talent,
the question is phrased who benefits the most from the KD trade and KD being here, I think it's Jabari Smith. The path is cleared for him to be a starter, and everything that we've watched him do so far screams starter. It doesn't scream role player. Doesn't scream come off the bench.
Role player as he's not one of your top stars. I don't think, he's going to be, one of your, for OKC, I don't think he's going to be SGA or Williams. I think he's going to be one of the other.
Yeah, that's fair. I think he's going to arrive in a big way. I think the wild card here is Reed Sheppard. Like, I just think Reed Sheppard is obviously a piece they wanted to keep around. His strong suit is exactly what we need. Even with KD, you still need more of it. If you get a dead eye shooter on this team, and it's not just Van Vliet getting hot out of his mind in the playoffs, I'd love that too. But it's somebody that you put in to strategically be a stretch the floor and just shoot lights out. If he's that guy, I think it just changes the dynamic of this team in a major way.
Slip over there and watch some of that Peyton Pritchard tape from Boston. Sixth man of the year, coming off the bench, shooter, backup point guard, but a guy that steps in and shoots, was giving them about 13, 14, 15 a game for where he was. That would be a big change. I think Jabari's got money potentially coming up soon. That's where this is. Hey, this thing's important, man. And you're gonna get a shot, right? And I think it'd be bad if they look up there and they sit there and say, "Man, I think Tari Eason maybe gives us a better shot in the lineup than Jabari." Like that. Like, he can't let that happen. He's gotta take over that position and that role in that spot. All right, coming up as we continue. Jarrett Patterson had something to say that really stuck out to Clint about this O-line group, which still remains the biggest conversation point for this team, the Houston Texans, coming up. We'll let you hear what that is coming up.
Okay, rocket ship too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The stars.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I don't mean to be disrespectful here, but as Tyler said to me in my ear, Hey, you see Reed Sheppard's getting a new signature shoe.
Reed Sheppard is?
Yeah.
That's exactly my thought.
This morning.
I said, Reed Sheppard?
They're his favorite shows.
Reed Sheppard will be getting his own signature Nike shoe. Nike Zoom GT Cut 3 Turbo. Comes out July 1st. We'll have Reed stitched onto the heel. There it is.
Good Shepherd.
Reed Shepherd gets his own Nike signature shoe.
It's a good look. Nice plain.
I just
should have made his logo like a shepherd with like one of them wooden canes for the sheep.
Okay.
That would have been awesome.
That's a sign. I didn't have Reed Shepherd as the banging out the signature shoe this year.
They don't have a minutes requirement for that.
I think that's something we're going to see more and more often, right? Obviously.
Well, it can only go up.
I can understand certain guys. Reed is like, Shagoon have a shoe deal with
Cheryl,
K-Swiss, or whoever he would have his.
To me, this goes back to that. K-Swiss would be great. That goes back to that Shaquille O'Neal documentary I was watching.
Yeah,
like they if they wait until they're super like superstars, they got to pay them millions and millions and millions of dollars. Get them on that first contract when they're next to nothing before they earn it. You get them cheap.
So what'd you say? Shagoon's wearing what?
LeBron.
So he just wears LeBron shoes. Yeah, man. What's he got to do to get a signature shoe?
I don't know.
I continue to be disappointed when I look up as they're getting ready for the draft and I see like Cooper Flagg is really staying with this New Balance thing. And I can see that one.
That's what the whites used to do.
I can see that one. Reed Shepherd.
Looks like he's getting ready to go mow the lawn.
Like I feel like Cam Whitmore is at the end of his rope here in a second.
Shepherd got a shoe.
This son of a bitch got a shoe. He gets on the floor. I can't get it on mop up time the first time.
I gotta look that shoe up, man.
I can dunk. I should be a signature shoe.
It's a nice, simple design, Dirty.
I like the shoe. I just didn't see it. Hey, man, Nike's coming through here. Man, Nike said, boy, we got to get our hands on this Reed Shepherd.
You think people are lining up at the stores around H&M?
If I'd have said to you, Reed Shepherd just got a signature shoe coming out, the first thing you said, Reed Shepherd, with who would you have guessed?
Oof. I would not have thought Nike. I would have thought maybe Skechers.
Skechers, it is, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say stop it, but Julius Randle is really trying to,
no question.
To convince us that this is his preference. I forgot they do have Julius Randle. So, I mean,
Converse?
Are they still making shoes? Is somebody still making shoes?
I don't know.
Them Chucks? Well, I remember that whole Kentucky team had to wear them Converses. I feel real bad.
I liked them Reed Shepherds, though.
I like the shoe.
Clean.
I like the
I
shoe.
Like a clean, simple.
I just did like again. I know some may think. I was gonna say, does Amen Thompson have one? How the hell did Reed Shepherd slide in here?
Reed got the right representation.
Dude, you ain't lying.
Hey, all them boys you mentioned, they better check who the agent is.
You ain't lying. Somebody texted. Yes. Where does Amen? Does he have one? Amen, are you with Adidas? What is going on?
I know
Reed Shepherd. Rob Dillingham also to debut the shoe. Rob got one too.
I know. Rob got one too.
I know what brand of kicks.
They play the same
Reed
amount of minutes
like.
Over in Minnesota.
Reed feels like Asics.
That would have. I would not have gone Nike after that first year.
Feels like Asics to me.
Hell, I mean, I think Tyrese Halliburton just got a deal with Puma this year.
He can't even wear them for a while.
No, he can wear them, but I mean, he can't move in them.
And hooping them.
He wore that left one. But I mean, he just got his this year. He's all NBA. Old Reed Shepherd, baby. His dad, Jeff Shepherd, baby, the old former Kentucky Wildcat got this thing rolling.
Yeah, you better check mom and dad. They got basketball backgrounds, don't they?
They do, yeah.
I bet one of them worked for Nike somewhere along the way.
That makes sense. And Rob Dillingham was at Kentucky with him together. It just got on that train with him.
Got on that Kentucky train.
I think it's Reed Shepard. I think Reed and Rob are the only people in that first round that might have shoe deals already.
That's a Kentucky Blue connections, baby.
Yeah, man. Oh, but wow, good for him, man. Somebody said y'all sleeping on Reed Shepard, Duke and ball. I'm not saying that Duke came ball. I'm just saying there's nothing about Reed Shepard that said Nike's got to hunt him down for a shoe deal that comes out in July. There's nothing about that.
Anybody saying they expected a Reed shoe to drop is lying.
I would have thought.
No one saw
you said you've been talking about Shaq going after these. I would have thought Shaq maybe going after a Rob Dillingham. I would have thought that
he probably was going after this. This is right along the lines of what Shaq was going after with Reebok.
I mean, does the bald Mamba even have one? He's a 2-time champ now.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. If Reed's got a shoe, all right. Caruso should have a shoe.
I mean, Reed's got to do something with that Magnum P.I. mustache he's got, for the record. You get your own shoe. You can't go out there looking like old Magnum P.I.
It's like you just...
Clean it up, man. Let's go. The hell we doing?
Jarrett Patterson.
Wax that thing off.
Jarrett Patterson had this to say about...
That's a Texans player.
With his own signature shoe as well. Jarrett Patterson has his own signature shoe.
Timing.
As well. He got a chance to sit down and talk about this offensive line, and this is something that stuck out to Clint listening to Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah, so we got some like really young guys. We also got some really vets.
Yeah,
but it's kind of interesting, talking with older guys like Cam, Trent, and Lank, just like how much ball they've played and all the little insights about, I guess, D line play, whether it's run game, pass game. Like all those guys have been a tremendous help, and they've been great as well. Like they're super solid, all super great guys to get along with, and I'm excited to have them be able to play next to them this year.
All right, what stuck out to you about them comments?
Well, one, if I was D'Amico Ryans, I'm going to ask these guys to quit using vet. That sounds awful. But talking about fixing the offensive line problems, I think, we've talked about a lot of what can get done in the offseason and what can get done in OTAs and what can get done in minicamp. And a lot of that has to do with C.J. Stroud and his communication. A lot of it has to do with the camaraderie, the chemistry, if you will, in that room, the overall accountability in that room. And I just thought it was really interesting, Ron, to hear Jarrett Patterson, who played next to, what was my man's name, Shaq Mason, at guard last year, and was in the room with Laramie Tunsil, really his the majority of his career here. This is year three for him, so all of his career here. Next to and in the same room with those guys. Which just doesn't surprise me, because I think there's a reason why D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio moved on from these guys. But now to hear Jarrett Patterson talk about these vets in a sense of...
Vets.
Yeah, those right there. In a sense that these guys have seen a ton of football. They're pouring into the young guys and how critical and how important that is. One, I think it's very telling about what the other guys were doing before D'Amico cleaned house ultimately. But it is what I think is something that's very... real about helping these young guys and having veterans
that are
with these guys in the trenches and are literally trying to pour into them in the meeting room. I think that's a big change, Ron. I just think that's super valuable. Forget about Cam Robinson's never going to be as good as Laramie Tunsil, but if Cam Robinson thinks the game and communicates the game differently than Laramie Tunsil does and takes the initiative to pour into young guys the way Laramie Tunsil may not have, then that is a huge advantage. Trent Brown, he talks about as well. Those guys, if they are the kind that'll pour into the youngsters, I think it could be a big, big game changer for the Texans.
Yeah. And I guess the meaning in the vein of everybody's now kind of pulling and going down the same kind of mindset.
Well, yeah,
everybody is trying to go for the cause.
Well, you just like I always talk about it in terms of quarterback play, right? Like right now in Pittsburgh with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, everybody gets stuck on the Aaron Rodgers conversation. The reality of it is they've got a quarterback up there that has seen every pressure under the sun, has communicated it, has beat it, has has seen. I mean, just has he's there's nothing that anybody's ever going to throw at him that he hasn't seen. That is a powerful weapon. Now we'll see if it helps him win games or not in Pittsburgh. But that experience, veteran experience, veteran knowledge, yeah. that is real when it comes to improving an offense overall or an offensive line, assuming the guys before weren't doing those things. So now you bring in students of the game. Now you bring in veterans that want to pour into the young guys. Now you bring in guys that love the game and love watching film and talking the game and teaching the game and working together, and they're accountable to each other. It's just an absolute game changer. And so him saying that, it's not earth-shattering what he's saying, but the fact that he's saying it tells you what was going on last year, and I think gives you a little peek behind the curtain of what kind of the moves that D'Amico made and why he made those moves. You're talking about Cam Robinson, Lakin Tomlinson, Titus Howard. Now you can mix in that bunch. Trent Brown as well. Guys that have played a lot of football and seen
vets.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the big thing will be is can they play? Right.
That's the part we ain't seen yet.
Right. Like, you know, Shaq Mason, I think we talked about it in prep. Shaq Mason probably fit that mold. They've had some veteran guys here that you like maybe fit that mold. AJ Khan before him, maybe, you know, since Nick has been here. But the big moment will be, can they pull on the same rope and have the same mindset,
yeah,
and be able to play well enough that they give this team a chance?
Well, if you can't play, none of it matters. Yeah, but if you've got a group that is, again, young dudes that are talented and willing to listen, old dudes that are talented enough and willing to pour into young guys and care, right? I mean, that's the thing, man. I mean, if it just drives you nuts that you can't run the football, or if it just you lose sleep at night because your quarterback is one of the most hit quarterbacks in the league, you know, then you're gonna go about this thing a little bit different.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they've got some of those guys in there now.
Yeah. All right. Bold statement here by a former personality on Sports Radio 610, what he said about the Rockets. You don't want to miss what he had to say. You'll love it. I promise you. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.